I've been running with Max and Alan. I mean, Neil. I met these guys at Walter Reed. Neil lost both legs, and he told me he's going to run with me in the South Lawn of the White House. Well, Max lost his leg, and he told me he's going to be jumping out airplanes, the 101st Airborne. Sure enough, he's jumping out airplanes with the 101st Airborne. And along with Neil, he's running on the South Lawn. Running with these two men is incredibly inspirational to me. It should be inspirational to anybody who's been dealt a tough hand. You know, sometimes in life you get dealt a hand that you didn't expect to play. And they got dealt a tough hand, and they're playing it with all their soul. And I appreciate you guys being here. It means a lot to me. Today, Senator Dole and Secretary Shalala delivered a report to the White House. I told the press corps that they were going to go out and hold a press conference. They've held their press conference. I'd like to make some comments on that report. First of all, the spirit of that report is anytime we have somebody hurt, they deserve the best possible care, and their family needs strong support. We provided that in many cases, but to the extent we've had, we're going to adjust. In that recommendation, there are things the United States Congress should do, and I call upon them to do it. In that report, there are a lot of things that the executive branch of government can do, the Veterans Administration and the Department of Defense. And I've instructed Secretary Gates and Secretary Nicholson to look at every one of these recommendations and to take them seriously and to implement them, so that we can say with certainty that any soldier who's been hurt will get the best possible care and treatment that this government can offer. I'm working with two men who've been hurt, two men who refuse to allow their current circumstances to get them down or to keep them down. I'm proud to be with you guys. Neil, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
God bless you, Brother Maxie.
Mr. President.
You wanted me to jump out airplanes with him. I respectfully declined.
How's it feel to be with the Commander-in-Chief running around the track?
Fantastic. It's an accomplishment, you know. It's like the pinnacle of recovery, I think. Being a wounded vet, coming out of Afghanistan a little over a year and a half ago, and then being here running around this track is just amazing. Couldn't ask for anything better.
Don't ask him why he outran me.
Why did he outrun me?
Because he's a faster runner. Anyway, thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mr. President.
It's a proud moment for me.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Proud moment.